This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. My name is Pedro. How may I be of service today?
Hi, Pedro. This is Sonia with XBO. I have an SMS number I need your help with, please.
Okay, go ahead, please.
It is 6862-7198.
All right, thank you very much for that. It'll be just one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, could you please verify the first and last name and the address?
Yes, for Bobby Lee, and we have the address 329 Solemn Drive in Chaparral, New Mexico. But she stated that the correct address is 5233 Saxon Drive in El Paso, Texas. 79924.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And yeah, this install is scheduled for tomorrow, but is there any way you could help with that address update?
I believe it may be locked for me to even do that. And if I change the address, it still would bump it off the schedule for a different date.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, because that's weird, because on our end, everything is 100% updated on both systems. So it is, that's weird.
Now, I do show here that, like, the 10th is available, and, like, I could, you know, I'm not supposed to, because I'm supposed to schedule 3 days out, but just due to this this address change, I think we could, you know, just tell them, you know, due to us having to update the address, it just bumps it over a day.
Okay.
I think her main concern is just getting the address corrected. So if it does, I can talk her into understanding why.
Okay. So. Wow, that's weird. Okay, so all systems have the same address.
I know, and she said this address here that we have, the 329, is like a billing, so to speak.
That's really weird, because I don't even have that billing address on my side.
I think that's the account they paid for it out of, and she said that's that address. She said that's not the correct address. And I'm looking at the stores in El Paso, and this is going to New Mexico.
What? Yeah. We could attempt to do something to reschedule it to see if it pops that correct address, but that's really weird. Because I mean, there's nothing to update, so I wouldn't even be able to make that change.
Okay. Well, I mean, either or, if you're able to cancel that one out and update the order with the correct address for us, I could go ahead and have it rescheduled as soon as possible. And it looks like we have the rest of this week available, but the 10th was showing available. So that's just like the next day. Because if the address, the team is not going to go to the address in El Paso if it has that New Mexico address on it.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Yes, sir.
So you'll be able to see all the updates on your side, correct?
Yes, as soon as you get it, like, updated, and I could put in the new order number. Because I just refreshed, and it does show it canceled with the incorrect address. I see all of that.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and see about making those changes.
Okay. Hello? Hello, Pedro, are you there?